Okay. After party time, people, take out your purified water, whatever you got. I toast to you.
Pull up a chair for Jose or Jack or whoever you're talking to.
Wow.
Pepsi.
All right.
Milk.
Okay, so let's do this.
Just throwing it out there because I know people will have friends.
So let's do this. Now, let me ask a question to the chat room. Is what do you guys do during this hiatus time? I know a lot of people are doing rewatches. That's perfectly fine. But, I mean, what are you doing as far as fandom? I know a lot of people read fan fiction. Some write fan fiction. So
yeah. We do have some folks who do that, right. And we have some folks who are going to rewatch the shows, and we have apparently someone who's going to watch Lost during the hiatus, which is a good thing. Let's see. What else are we going to do? Do we have anything we're going to do?
Oh, we have some things,
we have
but
some
I'd rather
things.
Not
Well, okay, we're not going to talk about our stuff that we're going to do, but do folks in the chat room. Somebody's talking about going to read fairy tales, writing and reading fanfic. Let's see.
And speaking of fairy tales, I think tomorrow we're going to release some new things in the audio feed that relate to fairy tales. So we're going to have a new little fairy tale corner in the site. And I'm going to pray to the gods of knitting that we can get Granny back and get the knitting corner kind of going.
Woohoo!
Because that'd be pretty cool, too. So, because we do get questions from people.
Yeah, we do.
You know, like, what about this and what about that and how do I get this? So, any?
There people are going all over the place. Harry Potter, Disney movie marathon.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Snow White.
Now, I know that in Walt Disney World, they're expanding in Fantasyland, which probably has something to do with the princesses there. So that's fun.
Yes. Yes, that would be fun. Oh, and everybody's talking about 10th Kingdom. I don't even know what 10th Kingdom is. Why am I the only one who doesn't know what 10th Kingdom is?
I do not know what 10th Kingdom is.
I don't know either. So hopefully somebody will tell me.
I know Game of Thrones.
Okay. Looks like it was a miniseries from 2000 that has a bunch of fairy tales all thrown together.
Got it. Okay.
And it was... Okay. Okay. It was a miniseries. Okay. You know what? Now I vaguely recall. And now what's scaring me is I might have even actually seen one of them. But anyway. Yeah. So, okay. There's a bunch of stuff to check into. And Snow White and the Huntsman, I don't know if anybody's planning to go see that, but...
Right, the two previous films, well, I think at least one, Mirror Mirror, kind of didn't do well.
Well, it was more fun, and it was geared towards family. The Snow White and the Huntsman, that's not geared towards kids at all.
Right.
But a lot of people, I've heard people say that they really liked Mirror Mirror.
Okay.
So I see some folks are going to go see Brave. That's another one I really want to see. Okay. Go see Merida.
Yep. So yeah, you know, and it's cool that we live so close and we can see this, you know, because I know that Merida.
Merida.
Is, you know, there, she's making appearances in the park. So
yes,
that's kind of a cool thing.
Usually the princesses do make some sort of an appearance role. For a while they had Rapunzel from Tangled, and you could go see her, and she had like hair everywhere. And then now I guess the big thing is they've got Merida in the same place they had Rapunzel.
Two things I forgot to say is I spotted the Cap Man in The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Swear to goodness. And if you remember the scene where it was after the kiss and Emma was basically taking Graham to task about it, they kind of separate a few steps and they're right in front of the garage where Tillman works. And you see the Catman walk in the background. So I've got a screenshot that I'll put up. And I mean, it's in the dark and it's kind of hard to see. But I also took a screenshot of Graham's keys in the A Land Without Magic. And I swear to you, it looks like he has a number of those skeleton keys that Regina had in Storybrooke and in the drawer underneath the printer her office.
Interesting.
So it seems that those keys had a lot of uses even in Fairytale Land.
Well, very cool.
So, and I forgot to mention that we had a wonderful time that we spent with Carla and Mitch Monday evening.
And for those who don't know, that's Gypsy Geisha on Twitter.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had a great evening.
We did indeed.
Spending time and watching the 20th anniversary showing of Fantasmic.
Yes.
Which totally hooks in with the show as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It does. I remember, so way before you and I ever met, my roommate at the time works at Disneyland. She's still there. And her husband actually works on Fantasmic. He's one of the crew behind the scenes. And it is probably the best show that they've done, like, ever. I mean, 20 years, and it's still going. And it is still one of the most beloved shows ever. I've seen that show easily a couple thousand times, and it never gets old. I know the moves for all the characters and the song, and it's pretty much, it's just awesome. And so anyway.
Sappy Sweet.
Yeah.
When you were, our first date was Disneyland.
Yes, it was.
And we had the good fortune of getting VIP seats.
Yes.
For Fantasmic.
That's because Joanne was awesome.
Right. And I remember when you were doing the motions, that was another one of those things that I looked and I said, I've got to marry this woman because she's going to remind me to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth. And so it all happened at Fantasmic. So it was really, it was a cool moment, you know, watching it again with you and just kind of remembering all that. You know, Disneyland has this really cool way of reminding us of good memories and, you know, memories of our childhood. And, you know, we were kind of talking about it today, is that that sometimes it's older memories like Snow White.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's memories of like Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark. So, I mean, you know, Disney's really had an incredible way of capturing certain moments in people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's really, really neat. So it's, yeah. So Fantasmic is a lot of fun. You know, I'm such a pyro. I wish that there was more fire. Honest to God, I'm telling you. I wish there was more fire. But there's really one good burst that comes down.
Yeah.
And I wish that there was, you know, two or three. But,
from Maleficent, by the way.
Right, right. But here's a little thing, you know, I mean, I pull out my geek card now. It's not necessarily Maleficent that changes in the Fantasmic show. It is the Evil Queen from Snow White.
Yes.
That changes.
Yeah.
But they kind of blend the two together.
Which two?
The Maleficent changing into the dragon and the Queen from Evil Queen from Snow White.
They're not really blended. They're two separate people.
Okay. But the Evil Queen in Snow White did not change into a dragon.
No, that's true.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
But the Evil Queen doesn't change into a dragon.
Well.
It was Maleficent.
Okay.
Promise.
Because the Evil Queen is in front of the...
she's in front of the cauldron.
Right.
And then she goes away and Maleficent comes out.
All right.
I promise.
So we got two Evil Queens going on. All right.
Yes.
Now, what's interesting about the Fantasmic in Disneyland is it's a smaller show. I mean, you still kind of have this island and you have the boats going around. But at Walt Disney World. It's probably a different studio name now. But it is really incredible. They built this whole island and it's much longer. There's Pocahontas song and all these different things. So, you know, when I saw it for the first time, I just went, this is huge.
Yeah,
you know,
it's different.
I mean, look, I love the Fantasmic at Disneyland. It's right in my backyard almost.
Well, it's the original show too.
It's the original. But when I saw it in Walt Disney World, I said, this is huge. It has so many characters. I was like, wow, this is. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely some pluses on both shows, things that I liked about both shows. But, you know, Fantasmic Disneyland is, I mean, I know it like the back of my hand. So.
Right.
And I even actually considered, which I am so, everyone's going to start laughing in the chat room. I'm actually very shy. I'm not like super outgoing. But I did want to, you know, I've always had this like desire to be in the Fantasmic show. I wanted to be one of the monkeys, or I wanted to be one of the princesses, and I'm not quite princess material, but I could be one of the monkeys very easily.
I think that would have been really cool.
Yeah, that would have been pretty awesome. It would have been pretty awesome. But so I love the show. I've always loved it. I've always thought it was fascinating, and pretty awesome.
Well, so it was very special, and we thank Gypsy Geisha and Mitch for that. Really, really, really great. So I was a little zonky tired. I was up past my bedtime.
Yeah, quite a bit past our bedtime. But you know what? Actually, believe it or not, I was fine Tuesday. Wednesday was the day I was just a mess. I kept yawning all day long, almost fell asleep in a meeting with my boss, and that was not a good thing. But it's all right, because it was worth it. It was totally worth it to me in the end.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, I remember the first time we went to, and we're going off the tracks, but it's the after party.
Well, it's the after party.
So
we can talk about anything at this point.
We went to Walt Disney World, and I saw Illuminations, which was incredible. So, you know, that's the one thing is to compare the two. I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, so is Walt Disney World the same as Disneyland? I said, oh, no. First of all, the Magic Kingdom, which is the main park, is bigger than Disneyland.
Space-wise.
It's kind of like they took it and they stretched it out. And then they took certain rides out of there that you would expect to be in Disneyland, and they put it in a whole separate park. So it's just, it's weird to walk around and say, okay, Star Tours is here. Oh, it's not here.
No, right.
The layout is similar, but it's not. They have a barber shop at Walt Disney World. They don't in Disneyland. Right. I mean, it's just different. So, but no, I just, except for the weather, I really, really, really love it.
Well, and there's major. Okay, let's talk about Disney World versus Disneyland differences. First of all, Disneyland is very compact. It's very small because everything is very close together, because the land that Walt purchased wasn't terribly huge. Mm-hmm. So you have Disneyland itself, and then you have across the courtyard, this main, you know, courtyard area is California Adventure. That's it. Two parks.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep.
So some of the stuff that you'd find in Walt Disney World, say, for example, there are four parks in Disney World, and the things that you'd find, say, over in the studio,
right.
Disney Studio, you're going to see those over in California Adventure.
Right.
And maybe over in both parks, Disneyland or DCA. We call it DCA, Disney's California Adventure. You know, some of the rides are the same rides, but they're not the same. So we do have a Haunted Mansion, but the mansion looks completely 180 degree difference from the Walt Disney World Haunted Mansion. Space Mountain, the mountain looks very similar, but the ride itself inside, very different.
Well, the queue's different now too.
Exactly. So you get these, you know, they're similar, but they're not the same.
Yep.
You know, and you know, we've got Indiana Jones. I don't believe there's an Indiana Jones down in Walt Disney World, but there is an Indiana Jones stage show.
Right.
Which is very, not even...
Stunt show, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Stunt show is nothing like our, you know, Indiana Jones here. But then again, and this just kills me to say this, Walt Disney World has Expedition Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because of our climate and our topography and all kinds of other things here in California, we'll probably never, ever have a ride like that, which is tragic because it's such an awesome ride. So, you know, there's little differences here and there. I like both, you know, both resorts. I think they're both amazing. Disneyland is my, you know, love because I grew up with it. But I do love Walt Disney World quite a bit.
Yeah, the point was brought up in the chat room, and I'd forgotten about this, that Dinosaur the Ride is the same track as Indy.
Yes.
Obviously, it's with dinosaurs and all that.
Right,
But yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And the for a long time, the Walt Disney World was kind of left out of a lot of different things. And so lately they've been getting a lot of really cool upgrades, like in the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion, there are these deep speakers and it's a super stereo, and it surrounds you with this sound of the creaking of the wood and all that. It's really, really spooky. And then you come around this corner and there's these Escher-like stairways that really don't go anywhere. So they've really tried to kind of build it up. And the tracks in the Space Mountain in the Magic Kingdom in Florida now are much smoother. It used to be pretty clanky. And also the queue's different. So there's a lot of really cool stuff that they've done. So.
Yeah. I really do want to plan a trip at some point in time. I don't know when, you know, because we got to save up some serious money for it. But I would love to do a trip to Walt Disney World again. Our last trip was in 2007, and I really want to go. I really, really want to go back because I think it's amazing. I think it's an amazing place. And I really enjoyed the last time we went there. So,
yeah.
You know, that's all. That's okay. All I have for that.
All right. So, let's see. I think that's about it. I mean, you know, unless...
Well, I don't know. Are there any other topics that folks want to have a conversation about? So, anything they want to know?
Yeah. Let's kind of go for questions or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's just kind of briefly discuss Disneyland, the meetup, because we've had some questions about that. Obviously, you know, we have some time between now and September... number of months,
right?
And I don't even know when it's going to what the park hours are, so I can't create.
Well, but it's a weekend, so they'll probably be extended just because of the fact that it, you know, it's right after it is right after Labor Day, so that means school has already started again for kids.
Yeah,
so the park hours tend to go a little shorter once it hits what they call winter hours, to accommodate for school kids. But it should be, I would imagine that for Friday night, if people get in on Friday night, it'll be closed at 10 or 11. And on Saturday, it'll be midnight. And then Sunday again, it'll be probably 10 p.m. is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
That's kind of traditional. That's for Disneyland. DCA will... usually earlier, close about 1 to 2 hours earlier, depending.
So let's talk in general. This is not a specific itinerary. Let me talk in general. Our thoughts are that we wanted to kind of schedule official, quote unquote, ride togethers in a 2 hour block so that it's 2 hours on, 2 hours off. The reason for that is we know that we're going to have people that maybe don't want to hang and maybe want to ride something else, something different. Because some people have flown a long way.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they're not local. So we wanted to kind of pick certain rides and ride together, have some cool together time. And like Snow White, that's a given, you know. And also keep in mind during that weekend that Cars Land's going to be open too.
Yeah.
So... I mean, if we really started to kind of block out ride after ride, you know, we may not make it all around. So that's why we wanted it 2 hours on to ride a ride and kind of, you know, talk and, you know, after the ride. And we have some giveaways and different things like that. But then there's a 2 hour block where you're free to go wherever you want, do whatever you want. But then we'll meet up again. We're going to have lunch together. We're going to have dinner together as well. And I wanted to see, no promises, but I wanted to see if we couldn't do a live something from the park with everybody there. The mic and everything is just, we'll see. We'll see how it all works, because maybe we're able to put a more portable mic situation in the car and then go get it and maybe do something in the... maybe in the lobby of the, I don't know, somewhere.
We'll see. So we're going to work out the logistics. I want to test it
first.
Yeah.
But like I said, no promises, but I really wanted to try and include everyone who couldn't be there. I know that money's tight. I know that's, I know it's difficult. And, you know, we're already kind of hearing the difficulties now. So that's why I wanted to do something live, so that people there could kind of connect with folks and do something like this. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, but yeah, you know, that's kind of in general what we're going to do. So I at least wanted to talk about that. So,
yeah, no, I think that's great. That's going to be, it's going to be awesome.
And we'll be close by. And so, you know, we'll, because I know some people will probably be leaving in the afternoon, maybe on Sunday, and some people will maybe staying over, you know, maybe they're taking a couple of days off or that kind of thing. Yeah. So.
And honestly, what I'd like to do, if people are okay with this, if you're planning to come, if you are for sure coming, if you can kind of let us know when you're arriving and when you're planning to leave, that'll kind of give us an idea of how to plan around things. Because if we have enough people who are coming in a little early, we may plan a little unofficial sort of thing, you know, that Friday night. We can do a lot of things. So, and, you know, if you're going to be there, you know, Sunday, we want to make sure we take, you know, the next day off so we can hang with people and stuff. So, just kind of, if you're planning to come and you know your itinerary already, let us know so we can kind of work around that. That'd be awesome.
And, you know, I make no promises, but just understand that when we do these live shows and these podcasts that we're mentioning dates and everything, you don't know what could happen at the park. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've had the great fortune of having some of the most incredible voicemails and all that. And I, like I said, no promises, but I'm just telling you that we're putting dates out there to probably one of the most visited park in the world. And we're going there to really have a cool meetup time mm-hmm. about Once Upon a Time, the number one drama on ABC. You just never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
So that's what I'll say. Okay. Anyhow, it's about 8:22. I think that's about. I think it's about it.
Okay.
Well. Holly Mom asked what I was wearing, so it's a tuxedo, and I have a. I have a hat like Abraham Lincoln, and no, it's true.
Oh, no.
It's true, and I'm, you know, I
and
think.
And by true, he means a big fat lie.
Oh, no, no. I think we're going to go down, hang out at Laguna Beach, and we're going to wander into some really highfalutin wedding reception.
Oh, you
with
wish.
With a gift that said bride and, or to the bride and groom.
You're so the gift?
No. We'll take a gift.
Oh.
And it'll be like an IOU or something. In the, we'll just put it on the gift table
okay,
and walk
in. Would that
be
sad? That would be a really sad wedding gift. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well.
That's hilarious. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I mean, in my, you know, that, I don't think I should say that. Anyhow.
Let's not, so, yeah, let's not go there completely. Yeah. But, yeah, that's hilarious. You don't have any shoes on, though, right?
I have one shoe off.
One shoe off? Just one shoe?
That's how I roll. That's how I roll in the after party.
One shoe off.
So, all right.
I got both shoes off.
Okay. Yeah, so one shoe off was something that I got crazy one time in the after show. And I said, I'm taking one shoe off. This is really crazy. And I'm going to stay up till 9:30 and... I'm going to drink milk without a lactaid pill. It's going to be a wild time.
Yeah, no, that's really scary is what that is.
So, yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah. Any last questions that anybody wants to go through? Because, yeah. Oh, we have a question.
Okay.
Yes, Jeff is lactose intolerant.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. If lactate ever goes out of business, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, Barry Manilow does know I raid his wardrobe. That's true.
Oh, if we ever win the lottery, you can get it. We'll buy you a plane ticket to California, Mandy.
Yeah, you know what? You know, if we won the lottery, it'd be very, very interesting, especially if you pull down, like, I don't know, $120 million.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun. That would be fun. All right.
Okay. So Ima's question, do we want a Walt Disney World picture when you go in June? Yeah.
Sure.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course we want pictures. If you guys go on vacations or go anywhere, we want to see pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what we're going to be doing is we are going to be coming up with buttons pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be sending out some listener packs with buttons and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we really would like is, you know, wear your button, you know, wherever you're going,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's represent, take your picture. And, you know, you're a part of this show. And so where you go, we go.
Mm-hmm.
And just like when we went to Paley Center, you know, I was taking you guys with me. So,
yeah.
We'll get some t-shirts. Now that we've got the logo that Marilyn did for us, we're going to be doing that. So it's...
yes, flair for those that are Office Space aficionados.
Bye, Obie's girl. Sorry
Bye,
about that.
Girl, yeah.
The max overheating.
Uh-oh. I hate when that happens. Yeah, we definitely need flair.
Cool.
Yeah. So, any other questions while we're here? We'll give you a couple more minutes. Any other things anybody want to chat about?
Okay. All right. Okay, you guys, have a good evening. Take care.
Oh, Don Juanito got another request for Don Juanito.
Oh, boy. What? Oh, what is he going to
do? I don't know if he's around. Is he?
Don Juanito. I think he just got back going out with Louie.
Going out with Louie?
No, they're trying to work things out with Ruby.
Oh, right. They're trying to work it out with Ruby.
Are people missing me? Hello. It's Don Juanito again. I just want to say good evening, and I want to wish you all sweet dreams, because... You know, just know that I'm watching over you. Not really there, but, you know, overall, watching. That sounds really weird. And I'm not going to say that again. Please, have a good evening. Always remember, once upon a time is great. And we're all a part of it. And Ruby's a part of it. Ruby. He's a part of it.
Have you been nipping at the dot?
No,
trunk?
No, not me. Not me, because I know Emma's listening and she's watching me.
Emma's watching you?
Oh, she's watching me. I mean, you know, to make sure that I stay on the right path.
So Leroy didn't pass you any Don Jose, or Jose Cuervo?
No,
Don
Jose. What's wrong? What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
No, I must leave. So I'm giving everyone a big love, big hugs. Take care of yourselves. And please spread the big love around.
Oh, yeah.
Like they spread the cold around down at Don Juanito's. When I catch the person that gave me the cold that one time, I'm going to... What?
Okay, seriously? That's not a good way to advertise your restaurant, Don.
Well, let's just say we give the gift that keeps on giving, the cold. Okay, I've got to go, everyone. Please. Gross. Please. Drive safe and don't go over the line of Storybrooke, because you know what happens. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Oh, bye, Don. He's out.
Yeah, he had to go.
Peace out.
He had to leave. All right, everyone, take care. Sending big love to everybody.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Adios. Arrivederci. Adios. Bye-bye.
Okay, ta-ta. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Sayonara. That's about all
later,
I got.
Later, peeps.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye.
Take care.